Tuesday afternoon, and once again, we're going to visit with head librarian over at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy Hendricks. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, it's a little cool out again today.
I know. I can't believe it. I mean, I have to wear my heavier coat and my earmuffs and gloves.
Oh, you got the earmuffs on, huh?
Oh, yeah. Even when I walk the dog and stuff at night, you know, after work, so... It's just pretty funny, but, oh, well, I'd prefer this to the heat, because you and I, we
yep.
do not like extreme heat.
This is right. All right.
Kind of funny,
well, what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy?
Well, we still have a few things going on this April. Steve Starrood is going to be here this next Tuesday, the 27th, from 1 to 3 p.m. to help people with any of their computer questions or online questions and things like that. So if you're interested in getting some help from Steve, make sure you give us a call so we can make an appointment and things, because we do try to limit distance and everything else for that. We've got some take and make kits still available for our children and teens of all ages. We've got some spa kits that kids can put together and a mancala game that is super fun.
A what kind of game?
Mancala. It's a game with stones. Anyway, yeah, they've been pretty popular. We just have a few of each one of these take and makes for children and teens left. But yeah, just get a hold of us or stop in, and we'd love to give them away for you to play the games and put the kits together and everything like that. And then also coming up on Monday, on the 26th at 5 p.m., our book club is going to be meeting in person, social distancing, wearing masks. Anyway, and we're going to be discussing the book, The Mystery of Mrs. Christie, by Marie Benedict. And so if you are interested in joining us or just kind of stopping by to see what book club is all about, we're always happy to see new friendly faces and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some different things that we have, you know, still for the rest of April. And, of course, you know, May is right around the corner with a whole new ball game of activities and things that we'll have here as well.
All right. Yeah. A lot of things going on, right?
Yeah. And, you know, with it being April, books, 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 that's all we have here. There's so many new books.
I mean,
so many new books and so little time to talk about all of them is what I think sometimes.
I love your passion for books, Cindy.
Well, I don't know. My husband probably would say, Cindy, your nose is always in a book. Even as a kid, my mom would always say, go to bed. Get that nose out of a book.
That's good.
I don't know. Sleep might be overrated sometimes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so new in fiction, Good Company by Cynthia Sweeney is the foundation of a marriage between actors is shaken when they reunite with an old friend who is now a TV star. Northern Spy by Flynn Berry is the sister of a BBC producer may have joined the Irish Republican Army. And You Love Me by Carolyn Kepnes is the third book in the You series. And Joe becomes interested in a librarian who appears to be too busy for him. That's believable, huh?
Yep.
And then new for nonfiction, Brandi Carlile has Broken Horses. The Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter recounts difficulties during her formative years and her hard-won successes. Erin French has a book out called Finding Freedom. It's a memoir by the chef and owner of The Lost Kitchen in Freedom, Maine. And then I'm sure you've heard there's lots of hype out there about Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's a lawyer and artist who is the son of the current president, details tragedies within his family and his path to sobriety. I expect that to be pretty popular, obviously. It's on the New York Times bestseller list already and new.
Mm-hmm.
The Light of Days by Judy Battalion is how Jewish women in Poland turned Jewish youth groups into resistance cells to fight the Nazis and help build systems of underground bunkers. So, yeah, there's just a lot of different new books. And so if you have a favorite author out there or it's something they're interested, if you are looking for a book recommendation, stop on down. We've got a lot of people that are readers that work here, so we're happy to help out.
Okay. You know, and as we talk about every once in a while, Cindy, there's more to a library than books, right?
Oh, totally. There is so much more. I mean, we've got all sorts of digital content things, you know, audiobooks. People are traveling to and from work, or they're out and about, or you're just home and you're cleaning. Anyway, and you can listen to them. And, of course, we've got computers for people to work on their taxes, which, oh, maybe I shouldn't say that word. And then newspapers, magazines. We just have a little bit of everything here and a lot of different things for kids. We've got these learning kits that are just books and toys and all sorts of things in one box. And, lots of stuff, plus all the activities that we have. I wish, of course, we could do more in person, and we hope to do some more things this summer in person that when we can be outside.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we have a lot of activities. So always check in with us because we've got a take and make for you to take home to work on or all sorts of fun stuff.
Okay. Well, when is the library open over there in Appleton? Where are you located, Cindy?
Well, we are open Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us on the phone at 320-289-1681. And we are located, of course, in the Civic Center of the City of Appleton, where the police department is, the city offices, all those wonderful things. So, yeah, we'd be happy to visit with you.
Good, and always check out the Facebook page, right?
Yes, our Facebook page, our website, all sorts of things that we try to get together online and everything. So you always want to check those things out.
All right, thanks, Cindy, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, sounds great. Have a great week.
Yep, that's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.